Welcome to the Smoker's Lounge, where we smoke a lot of weed, we talk a lot of smoke. I'm your boy Lowe's, the host with the most smoke, and today it's a Friday night smoke session.
Happy Friday, guys.
We in the building with Monique and Joey. Huh?
So we got lots of people today.
We have a packed house tonight. Mm-hmm. Is that camera working over there?
I'm sending people.
Oh, let me check that. We in the building, y'all.
I forgot this can be adjusted.
Everything is adjustable. Wow, and we back in. Yeah, there we go. Make sure you're checking us out, man. We live on fucking YouTube, yes. Twitch, Spotify, all streaming platforms. Make sure you're tapping in. Smokers House Podcast. We in this bitch, man.
Wow. Yes. What's going on, Lowe? What's going on, Monique? How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
I'm glad it's Friday.
What?
Right.
I'm glad it's Friday.
Right. Right. It's the first Friday after Halloween. How'd everybody's Halloween go?
Ours was decent. It was better than what I thought.
Yeah?
I just passed out candy.
Didn't do nothing scary?
No.
You're not a scary motherfucker?
Nah, hell no.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching.
It was past that.
I was watching Snoopy the Great Pumpkin. You know what I mean? Shit.
Okay, I'm not happy that you have to have, like, it's not on regular TV no more to watch those.
I bought the DVD. I got Blu-ray, ordered it.
Gotcha.
So what did you order?
I collect all the Snoopy movies because I know one day they were going to be gone, so I got them all. Halloween, The Great Pumpkin, Thanksgiving. I got Christmas. Because you never know.
You're a big Snoopy fan?
Yeah.
Okay. I was a kid. All the Charlie Browns and shit. All right.
But you know what?
So let's put it out there, though. Like, because Charlie Brown is like, and Snoopy, this is big Christmas shit, right? Yeah. Is this something that's dying out with, like, fucking generations?
I think it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like, what was it? Oh, shit. Jesus. You know fumbling shit.
It's all good. You know, because...
Because what was it before Snoopy and shit, right? Was it like,
What's the Muppets? What did the Muppets play a role
at? And fucking Red... What was the red hair dolls?
Raggedy Ann
and Andy, right? Yeah, they was big in, like...
Yeah, the Smurfs.
And
then you had...
Oh, do you remember Glowworms?
The Glowworms. And then you had Care Bears. And you had all that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, and then there was Transformers and...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but I mean, the specials, though, when you had the specials, then, like, the old...
Guess what season it is.
It's...
Thanksgiving.
It's a Wonderful Life.
So, just
a reminder, guys.
Yeah,
favorite movie of all time is A Wonderful Life.
Yeah, we're not watching it.
It's old as shit. It's black and white.
When they start,
when they start showing
Die Hard and Frosty the Snowman, you know it's Christmas.
So,
yes, that for sure.
No, and
it's over and over and like over
Home Alone.
Again.
Home Alone is a Christmas movie, right?
We're that season already. Halloween's over. That's it. Boom. It's Christmas.
So we just pass up fucking Thanksgiving.
No.
Yeah.
I love cooking.
So go in there and do it, man. I love eating.
It just seems like the season just passes so fast.
It was really now, it's actually fall. Would you consider this fall?
No, it's fall. Winter starts December 22nd.
It's cold as fuck.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's cold.
It got cold real quick.
So what? Did everybody turn on their heaters yet?
Nope.
You haven't yet? Oh, you cheap. No. You a cheap bastard, huh? You cheap.
Thermal sweat.
Thank you. Put some goddamn fucking clothes
everybody
on and turn the heater off because I'm fucking dying, okay? Let's just be clear. I'm dying at night. Because they fucking people want
it. It's 68 degrees. She's talking about it's hot.
It's hella hot at 68. Two blankets, some socks,
you better
sweater.
Better go get you another house.
A fucking sweats. Like, there's multiple things you can do. I can't get on hot. You can get on cold.
I just lit the pilot today. I ain't
gonna lie. Shout out to everybody tapping in, man. We appreciate you on this Friday. Real quick, let's give a shout out to the sponsors before we get too far and forget about them.
Wow. Oh, wrong one.
Shout out to the sponsors. Give them a round of applause.
I like his logo.
Round of applause for the sponsors one time. Mr. Bruno Rose. Yo. We have Kid Cone, the Good Leaf Delivery, AmeriClean Carpet Cleaner. So the Good Leaf Delivery, if you call and say...
first time, what happens?
First, if you're a first-time customer, you get 20% discount. What? If you call and say... 420 fam, you get another 20% discount. For the carpet cleaning, 951-9000 right there.
And if I want
30% discount if you say Smokers Lounge Podcast, man. That's all you gotta do. You get, and you know what? If we fuck around, I'll come and do your shit myself.
Oh, I just call got
and we'll, I might pop up. Space rocks. Make sure, make sure you're calling in and getting your motherfucking moon rocks.
Get your moon rocks from space moon rocks. Rocks.
And Bruno Rose. Oh, man. Shout out to Bruno Rose.
That man could roll.
Give him a round of applause one time. This motherfucker could roll some shit. And we have Cali Gars now, man. The no spit on your shit. Just lick it one time with the stick. That's the
is
shit.
Is that their, like, their...
No, it ain't. Thing? But it should be, though. But it
okay.
But it should be.
It works great on the Swisher Sweets.
Oh, look at Lil Lowe's.
Look at Lil Lowe's. He even got the shirt. Man, Lowe's. He even got the shirt.
We hell got yeah. that for a minute, huh?
Hell yeah. Wow. So we have a lot of shit in the news, right?
Oh, man.
Oh, before we get too far into it, right, we want to... moment of silence for Takeoff.
Yeah.
From Quavo. All right, there it is. Right. Yeah, man, fucking... That's crazy.
You know
so
what?
Let me ask you, are they gonna are they gonna continue on doing? It's a sacrifice.
Well,
you think it's a sacrifice?
What you sent me?
Right.
Just blew my mind.
So okay, so
that
you
blew my mind.
So you checked it out.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think.
His people seem to know that he was
gonna die.
He
knew
right
he was gonna die that
because
night.
He said he was tipping that cup and there was nothing in it. And he tipped it more than once.
He was drinking that cup. He had an empty cup that he was acting like he was drinking something out of that whole night. And he was acting strange.
And yeah, and he said that he didn't say not but one word that whole time. And he was by himself to the side. Something like that.
That's crazy. So we talked about this before it happened. I said, you know what? I guarantee that sacrifice is going to pop up.
The moment he died.
Right. I said, dude, they're going to, you know. It's either fucking he got hit by a straight bullet or he was sacrificed. Right, and so now there's so you think he was sacrificed. So let me ask you: you think they're gonna continue on doing music without him? They can't be fucking.
What are they called, anyways?
Migos. The three Migos. You can't be that no more. That's fucked up, though.
Well, you know what? They're all family. I think there was a nephew, an uncle, and a brother. I'm not sure.
They're all related.
They're all related. So I'm he had unreleased music they were gonna drop, and they were gonna do like a memorial thing for him because they want Quavo to release his music. So we're gonna hear his new music for sure. So, but yeah, they were all family. Yeah, it's crazy. They all grouped together.
Shout out to Cali Gars, man. They're out there posting our shit right away. Mm-hmm. Sure. Hell yeah, we appreciate you.
But just another loss.
Sacrifice.
Another loss to hip.
So who's
really
left?
Offset, obviously.
Offset and Quavo. Yeah. So there was Quavo had beef with Takeoff, right? For the longest time, man. Like there was some inner beef there, right?
I don't know enough about them, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
How do you not? Like, you know what songs
Offset
they sing, right?
Is Cardi B's husband. I see Offset. I don't see
can
Cardi
you pull
B
something
as his
up?
Wife. Yeah. He is her husband. There's a difference.
So he changed though after that, right?
Like I don't know the whole
after he
story.
Got with after he got with Bacardi,
yeah.
After he got with Cardi B, right? Like he wasn't.
Yeah, they all have solo albums. I know that
they all got solo albums now because of the beef that they had.
I don't know. I haven't.
I don't
kept
like
up
I said. I
know
nothing.
Yet.
I know nothing. But it's a sacrifice. That's how I see it.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just another tragic, and you know what? It just shows that you gotta watch your surroundings and watch who you're with now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Your family or not, looks like it.
But either way, there's too many people dying behind in the music industry when it comes to like hip hop and rap and shit. You know what I'm saying? This shit's crazy.
I don't know. It's just when it involved money with dice, they're not betting $100.
I don't think it was over a dice game, bro.
Yeah, it was. They said they're saying it's over a dice.
There's no way it's over.
It wasn't
dice.
Over a dice game. First of all, let me
these
look.
Are rich
let's people. Put all this shit aside. Let's look at facts here. You're out at 2:30 in the morning playing dice. It don't matter what happened, but you're at 2:30 in the morning playing dice. You make this much money, right? There's no reason for you to be out there playing dice at 2:30 in the morning on the block. But right, it don't matter. It doesn't fucking matter who was there. You shouldn't be there, bro.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be there. You should be protecting. You should be protecting your assets, right?
They had security there, supposedly. Too.
Fuck
what?
It don't even
what
matter, bro.
Fuck? That
I don't
no
care.
Sense
like
at
it
all.
Don't matter if you have security. I like even if I'm putting my life in other people's hands like that, I'm still going to put my life in my hands first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if that don't work out, that's when they come in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but
that's just, yeah.
This shit's crazy, dude.
Yeah, like I said, I just, whatever we read. Other than that, you're right, though, dude. Shit.
Yeah. It was well, shout out to the, I mean, yeah. Well, I can't even say shout out, right? But, like, prayers to their whole family,
yeah.
Right? And what they going through. Like, that's a lot of shit, man. And I want to see what's going to be the outcome here. As far as I don't, it's not like I'm itching to see, but I want to see how they're gonna do this.
Yeah,
as far as like sacrifice.
Music, as far as music wise,
they're gonna take off.
Wow, take off.
You think sacrifice?
Something? Yes. Like when weird shit like that happens for no reason at all, it's a sacrifice more than not.
It's crazy. What else we got? Let's go, man.
All right, yeah.
Let's dig in. Okay. Let's dig. Monique got
Twitter.
Some shit.
We need to talk
but
about
Elon
Twitter.
Musk. Okay, so Elon Musk came in and just flat fired a bunch of motherfuckers, bro.
You don't even know who the CEO is. Because I don't know.
Okay.
Right.
Everybody and their mama knows. You got to give everybody notice. No matter what.
60 days or something.
You this just don't go in.
So he's actually getting sued right now.
Yeah.
Because he didn't give people 60-day notices. Like, he came
get
in
the
there.
Fuck out.
Right. And on top of that, he's demanding his... like CEO staff to work.
His managers.
His managers to work fucking
84-hour weeks.
84-hour weeks.
They got
bro.
Pictures of them sleeping in their goddamn offices.
Yeah, so
that's insane.
Basically, they're saying they're trying to weed out who really works and who doesn't.
Right.
And who's going to actually like.
But that's not how you do it, though.
That's what I said.
That's not how you. You don't turn the heat up on everybody, bro. You're going to burn everybody.
That's what I said. But that's a shitty way to do that.
Well, think about it, though. You got to think about it. You can't do that because think about the dude that's been working there for fucking 10 years straight. 15 years straight, consistently at 85 years old, and you want to turn the heat up on this dude.
Yeah, you just can't hand out slips like that, so you got to go home.
No, because there's people, bro, trust me. I just met a guy that works for Tesla, 85 years old. He's been working there for 15 fucking years. You know what I'm saying? And, like, he looks like he'll beat your ass, bro. You know what I'm saying? At 85 years old. I'll slap the shit out of him. But he looks like he'll beat somebody else's ass. But anyways, he looks like he's in good shape, right? This motherfucker dude said 15 years working there, bro, at 12 hours a day. Bro, he's been doing this shit. Can you imagine, like, the same thing for Twitter? Working there that many hours, that long,
like,
at 85 years old, and just getting let go,
like,
because...
What are you doing? Like, what happens? You gotta
crazy,
work that many hours.
Bro. Yeah.
I would be pissed if I yelled that go like
that's
that.
That's all that tracking.
You know what I mean? That's all.
Do.
I guess
I, that's where the lawsuits are coming in.
Yeah. Because at the time of moment, you're not worried about what's going on. When somebody says, hey, you're fired, clean your shirt, you got to go now, though.
Right.
Like, pretty much they had the end of the day to leave, I think it was.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, he got there, like, butt cracking on.
Well,
we got pops in the back trying
then,
to get shrooms to everybody.
What's crazy.
Shout out to the homies back
home. Shout out to the homie pops trying to give shrooms to everybody.
Fuck it, let's all take it.
Let's give him a round of applause one time.
Yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with little shrooms in there. Yeah. He got balls. So
he
well, and then
balls.
What's crazy is like all these people's Twitter accounts are like just disappearing.
Right. Oh, dude, big time.
So I'm not really familiar with Twitter, but
so look,
I don't use Twitter.
Let me ask you something though. When you have enough money to fucking spend how many?
$45 billion
$45 billion on a motherfucking app, right? Just so you can gain control of it. $45 billion
He wants to charge now a month.
With a fucking B.
He wants to charge for the check mark.
So it's like eight bucks.
Oh, yeah. You can pay for your check mark.
That was Facebook.
No,
I'll pay for that.
No, you're right.
I can pay $8 a month.
What is a check? That blue check we talk about.
It's your verified.
It's status.
You're verified.
It's status.
That's
bro.
It. Yeah. A fucking blue check.
Yeah.
Everybody wants that blue check.
Yeah.
Like that's what they want.
That and he's gonna charge $8 a month, which is like 20, 25 cents a day.
For what? Just to use it?
So you, I guess it's I don't know the difference. He wants to charge like the, like everybody else is doing, pretty much. All these apps.
For like a premium thing?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
man, you know what? Fuck that shit.
I'm not.
I don't tweet.
I don't tweet.
So, I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck about a blue check. You're right. So,
but for you tweeters, sorry. Or yeah,
he looks like a weirdo anyway. I mean, I give it to him. He has a car.
He's alien. You
know, so. Look at the sponsor's table. Ugh. Look at the glue guards right there. Mm-hmm. Cali guards, man. They got papers. They got the hemp cones. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Raw, authentic. Like the glue is good.
Yeah, I don't lick my blunts no more.
No?
Nope.
No reason to.
I use the blueberry one you gave me.
There's
no reason to.
Yeah. The swishers, because I didn't like gluing it because it got your tongue all numb. Like, you could taste fucking shit. So when you gave me that damn stick.
He said, "Change my life."
Shit,
he said, "My whole life."
My tongue don't get numb no more from licking the blunt. So,
shout out to everybody tapping in, man. We appreciate you on this
Happy Friday. Yeah. What you smoking Friday. On? What you smoking?
Yeah,
in,
let us know. Put it in the comments what you smoking on, what you smoking in, and what
is it?
What you smoking on? Oh my god.
Is it from the dispensary or is it from your home?
You got me fucked up.
Put it in the comments, man.
There's still the streets out there. You know what I mean? So is it from the dispensary or is it from your home? You know what I mean?
Right, right. And Joey's the judge. He'll give you what? Two buds down?
Two buds. One bud up, one bud down, whatever that we know.
No buds.
No buds. No buds.
Hell yeah. What else we got? Let's go, guys.
Okay. The Watcher. Has anybody watched The Watcher?
Nope.
It's on Netflix. It's only 7 episodes, which, like, I'm really sad. But you really couldn't prolong it any more than what they did. So it's based on a true story.
I just watched
Right, and this shit is crazy.
It's really good, guys. I mean, what's some of it always exaggerated.
So The Watcher.
Don't spoil it for anybody.
Hold on a second.
I'm not spoiling it. So
check this
it.
Out. This is kind of creepy, right? A fucking school, a college, right? A professor. He told his students, find a house. And find a house that you're in love with,
you
right?
Talk about it like that. You're gonna,
right? No, tell them. Who gives a fuck, right? Tell them.
I never seen.
Right, and it's like find a house that you love, and then write a letter to that house, not to the people, but to the house, and send it to them. Right? How's it go?
Shaking her head.
Tell them. Am I wrong? Am I high?
Okay, that's not at all how I would explain it. First off, they buy this fucking house. It's beautiful. Okay, it's like a mansion. And they have these crazy ass neighbors all around them. Like, there's like these people that sit in the lawn chairs and creepily watch them. There's this creepy ass brother and sister that lives like either right behind them or next door. And then, like, everybody's just weird.
One of those, all right.
Yeah. And then,
They
buy this house and it's them and them two kids. And they start getting these creepy ass letters saying, like, I'm watching you. The house needs young blood. Like, I'm going to know all it. Like, it just starts knowing all these, like, intimate details about them. And it's really good because you really don't.
You know what? I bet you it's one of the movies.
You always think it's one person and it's not them. Like, it's crazy because you suspect everybody. Like, you don't know who's doing it. Like, watch it.
Do you know any. Who's the. Do you know any of the actors?
No.
They're all nobodies?
Naomi Campbell.
I don't know.
The guy that looks like fucking Andy Garcia. That's not Andy Garcia. And these, like, you'll know these people when you see them. They're not nobodies. I don't know their names. I just know it's the guy that looks like Andy Garcia. That's not Andy Garcia.
Right.
I got it now. Check it out now. See what's up. Sounds interesting.
It's really good. It's like very,
it's crazy.
It's just,
it's scary. Is it scary?
Mm,
it's scary if you're buying a house.
I would say, yeah.
It's scary if you're buying a house.
I'm sure it's one of the movies. One of the movies my wife wanted me to watch, I probably said no to
it. It's suspenseful. That would be. I wouldn't say scary.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out now.
It's crazy. I would say watch it. What
I'm watching is that $1.6 billion tomorrow draw.
I need some money.
Yo, okay, let me ask you something, right? If you won the $1.6 billion and the government took half of that, how much would that be?
No,
that's what's going to happen here. They're taking half of that, bitch.
You wind up with $800 million.
Right.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Okay, wait a second.
800 million.
That depends on your state.
It's a lot of money.
That must be a California number.
It's a lot of money.
Because in California, you're not taxed at the state level. You're only taxed at the federal level.
Right.
Oh. But all states are not like that. So I'm sorry if you're in like other states. I don't know your laws, but in California, yeah. that's how it works.
In California, yeah. they're taking half yeah. your shit with no lube.
It's like 47, 48% pretty much.
I don't know about you, but you'll never see me again.
We got the homie Lario. He drove all the way from Sacramento. They riding in.
Shout out.
Give them a fucking round of applause one time. They can't. They can't hear it, but it's there. That's crazy. Can you imagine winning that much money?
What I'm buying an island.
What you doing? What?
We're buying an island.
I'm doing a bunch of fuck you letters.
Oh, my God.
You're never seeing
I'm doing
again.
A bunch of telegrams.
Wait.
I'm paying
Let
people to go say fuck you.
He out.
Hell yeah.
There is this letter, though.
You ain't doing fuck you letters?
No.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
A sovereign.
Turn on that speaker. Hell yeah. Luis? We got Luis on the background. Yeah, yeah. It's hey, if you look it up on your phone, you can watch it. Hell yeah.
I told the wife we're gone. You won't see us again. Ow.
Well, yeah.
Seriously?
Well, I'm buying an island. Okay? We are buying an island with a yacht.
I'll send for you. I'll send for a few people.
Like,
but
you know, in Twilight, how they have an island they go to and they tell a fat, I'm buying, that's what I'm getting. And islands are cheap, you know? Like, yeah. You celebrities buy them for like $5 or $6 million.
You said islands ain't cheap, you know?
No, I said they are cheap.
Oh, they
They're
are?
Only like $5 to $6 million.
Oh, that's cheap?
So,
with 400 and something billion dollar, or what'd you say, 800 billion?
800 billion.
No, 800 million? $5 million ain't shit. And I get my own island? Yes, please.
So
hold on, we haven't talked about this yet. First of all, dude, like if I had that much money, we haven't talked about buying islands, man. So,
oh, we're buying islands? Even better.
So remember the man in China?
See, you hear this shit? Like, islands, bro. Islands. That's what's gonna make her happy. Islands.
So there's a guy in China who dressed up in a costume to hide his $30 million winning.
Yeah. So his family didn't know.
Yeah. So that's
hold on. What did he do?
He dressed up in a costume.
So nobody would know who he is, including his family, that he won $30 million.
That's crazy.
I honestly think this dude's genius. Yeah, for sure.
I'm doing that.
I don't want nobody knowing
so
I won.
So if one day I'm gone,
right.
or we're gone, yeah. you know why.
Right. If you ask me what I'm doing, I want it on a radio station.
Yeah,
yeah. Everywhere I'm going, like all my trips.
You have to explain shit. Just disappear.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Dude, that's a lot of money to win, man.
Yeah, it is.
What are you doing? With how much?
800 million.
Put it in the comments, man. Put in
okay.
the comments what you
can
doing
go broke. Let's 800? Just be clear.
Not with 800 million. You ain't going broke. Look, yeah. I'm paying bitches to slap bitches at that point, dude.
That's
you know
why you're gonna go broke.
You'll live on the interest alone. The interest alone you'll live on.
You
will never
that
see that
now,
money again.
And then you're gonna like you'll people go to, are gonna end up on like I won the lottery and I'm now.
I'm gonna have people rolling my weed, and I'm gonna have people. Rolling weed for them to smoke while they roll my weed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
and
saying?
And I'm having someone watch them. I'm having someone watch them roll the weed.
Right. Yeah. At that much money.
At that much money.
That's why you're gonna go broke.
Have you
That's
seen?
Exactly why you're gonna end up on that show. I won the lottery, I'm now I'm broke.
Remember that movie Brewster's Million? He had a
Which
month
movie?
To spend $300 million.
Would you invest though?
I would
you,
buy
what
it.
Was
Hundreds
the what's the
list.
First thing you would invest in if you won what's the first thing you would invest in if
Video
you won 800?
Stock, something
Video
stock.
Games.
You have to go something that's been around for a while.
Video
and
games.
That's not going
to
go what, away.
EA Sports so? Or whatever
you
that.
You think Meta is the way to go?
No.
Metaverse?
I would never invest in Meta.
You got to do something like computer companies. I mean, like Adobe or whatever those are fucking.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would do video
You
games.
Know what I would do? If I was everybody? If I was everybody, I would invest into the Smoker's Lounge stocks.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I would invest into the Smokers Lounge podcast. Yep. That's the first thing I would do if I had 800 million. I'd drop a million into them off top.
But you're not like an IPO.
Don't matter. I'd take that million, is. Though. I'll take it.
That's
a cheap.
A lot of money to comprehend. I mean, just think about it. Whenever you want $100,000, that's a lot of money.
That's not a lot of money, bro. $1 million ain't shit, bro. $1 million ain't shit, bro. If you won $1 million today, you would owe $500,000.
Yeah, you would owe taxes.
You would owe $500,000 if you won $1 million today, bro. Like, so what you doing with $500,000? You would be mad. Mm-hmm. First of all, you would be mad because you ain't.
You know what it's like is when you get a bonus at work and they tax the fuck out of it, and then you're all sad because you got a little baby check.
But I mean, no matter. I mean, shit, it's a lot of money to comprehend, though. It's a lot of money.
Like, I'm not gonna say it's not, but
a lot of people don't make it with that, though. You can give people. You can give people $1 million and they fuck themselves with it, and they're not gonna
because they think they're not gonna spend it all.
Oh, you gonna spend it all?
No, but
oh,
you gonna spend it all. I'm just saying those.
You know, bro. You know how much Mexican candy you can buy, and like, bro.
We're gonna move to Mexico.
It's not just getting high, right? You gotta satisfy your cravings as well. You know what I'm saying?
Is there weed down there that I can? Is there dispensaries?
I have no idea.
Is that how that works in Mexico?
I don't know.
No, they have fields. There is no dispensaries.
Like, who do you go to get your weed? From, no.
That's the grandfather's over there.
You probably have your own plant.
I mean,
you got? Let's go.
Oh, man.
It's live in the lounge tonight.
Yeah, it is.
Got
the homies from the 916.
We got people. We have, the homie Aiden drove all the way from Sacramento, man, to be in this bitch, man. Shout out to him. Appreciate you. Give him a round of applause, even though he can't hear it. Back there. But people are here clapping for you, bro. They in here clapping for you.
Oh, the THC breath analyzer.
Right. So they have this thing to where cops
can't. It's not ready yet.
Analyze THC on your breath.
Okay, it is way in the testing phase. We're not. It'll eventually.
First of all, let me say this. Just because they put that out there right now, the people who's got in trouble for breathalyzer tests for THC, y'all better go fight that shit. Because
they have a swabby thingy that's supposed to work.
It's supposed to, but it don't.
Well, I mean, if you get
what I mean?
It don't. Lawyer guys?
Oh, Pop Brothers at Law.
Pop Brothers at
Law. Make sure you're tapping in with them. Uh-huh. There are lawyers. Right, there are weed lawyers. They will tell you what to do. They'll tell you to shut the fuck up, and give them a call. What? Right? There's five things they tell you to do. Right?
I don't remember them.
You don't remember them? You guys, dude.
What are they then? What are they? If you're gonna talk shit,
me?
Yes.
Why'd you pull me over?
Uh huh.
Am I being detained? And if you're not being detained, am I free to go? If you're not free to go, you shut the fuck up. That's four. Fuck the fifth one. Fuck the fifth one.
You nailed it, bro.
Hell yeah.
Nailed that shit. But, yeah. You know what I mean? That's a cool cat.
Dude. We've had him on the podcast.
He's a cool cat.
Make sure you're checking him out, man. Fucking Pop Brothers at Law. They do the Shut the Fuck Up Fridays. It is Shut the Fuck Up Friday.
How long?
Oh, it is.
So everybody in here should be shutting the fuck up.
Friday. do you think they'll have that ready and sometime soon?
No.
It'll be scrutinized.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know. We'll see. So weed has just became federally legal. Oh no, is it federally? What was
no,
that?
No, there's no way that's on the federal level.
Oh yeah, it would have been okay. Striking that from the record.
Well, we check on that.
Fact check that, and it's gonna be
50
false.
States has what 25?
They have all of their measures and
there's
stuff.
Like
30
something states.
Snoop is doing that where they want you to vote on all the measures.
Right. But 37 states is what? You know what I'm talking about.
30 something states have it legalized.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
There you go.
Something like that.
Over, I don't know the exact number.
37 have it legalized.
I mean, that's okay.
We are on our way to 50.
But people,
so let me tell you something though, right? There's pros and cons to everything. You know what I'm saying? So people want the shit legal. It will become legal, right? But you're going to be smoking shit like fucking they're smoking in Texas.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? When it becomes legal to where it's federally regulated, what they're going to do is they're going to regulate the nutrients that go into nutrients to make your fucking plants thrive. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going to end up happening. Like the nutrients that you get, they're just going to be watered down. You're not going to be growing. You're not going to get that. You're not getting, you're never going to get that shit. And, the only way you're going to get that is unless you know the recipe, the old school recipe, to where there was none of that, right?
Yeah.
You know how to use the shit.
Surprise. Like, I would think Texas is so big and wide. You know what I mean?
Cat fucking guts. There's no, shit.
I mean, you would think.
The shit potatoes.
Right. fish guts. My bad. Yeah. What you talking about? Cat guts.
Yeah, but you would think Texas would have their shit together because they have like...
beer. If you guys can drink Budweiser on a crap, try it. Like it. It has to be a cup, though. Not even a cup. Trust me, you'll like it. As long as it's cold, yeah. As long as it's cold in a cup. There's a liquor store in Modesto. Sharps Liquor.
Is that right? Famous liquor?
It's called Shining by Sharps Liquor. It's right off of Crow's Landing. But they have all these exotic beers there.
Probably the one that always has the...
It's right behind... It's right behind... I can guess a little grocery store or something. Or a little...
Oh, sound's on. Someone said sound on.
All right, we on, man.
All right. Okay. Can everybody confirm again that you hear us, please?
Look it up. It's called Sharps Liquor.
We're back in.
If you go there, have a bunch of
hello, hello. We are back.
We're back on.
We're back on?
Let's see.
Can somebody, again, confirm?
Can we get a thumbs up? Or
thumbs up, people, that you hear us?
All right, man.
Hello,
I don't see that.
All right, so I guess we're just going to go with it, and someone will let us know if it's not.
Is it on over there?
Yo.
All right.
Yo. I guess we're going with that.
All right, let's see if we're on. All right, let's go.
All right, man, we're going to go ahead and continue.
Take me a course in computers.
Right. What we got?
So, okay, Katy Perry's eyeballs. Have you heard about that?
She was twitching out on her last fucking...
Did you guys see
the video? Yeah, dude.
It was... They're trying to say, like, that it was a staged, like, act, that she was acting like a doll that has, like, the weird eye movement. That she fucking...
I tell you, know, hey,
okay.
You want to show us and let us know what's going on.
Hey, so yeah, her eye was good.
They were going all weird.
Look at it. Can you go bigger?
Yeah, does it do bigger, a better close up?
Then, no, you can't get bigger than that, huh? All right.
But like her eyes go all glitchy and weird.
Look at it. You can see it right there.
Kind of
glitching out, man. That's crazy shit.
So I don't believe it.
Let me ask you something. Okay, so you think she was think that's her clone? Mm-hmm. You don't think that that's like just a
clone
spazzing out or something? You know what I'm saying? Your eye don't never twitch?
Maybe she farted.
Your eye never eye never twitches?
Not to
maybe
that
she farted.
Degree.
It stank.
Maybe she farted?
Yeah, I mean,
dude, you try to cover
if
it
you
up.
You saw the eyeballs? You're not going to. No.
You're telling me you never farted and gave the gas face? Like, oh my God. You know what I mean? So spatting.
No.
That's just crazy.
Not an option. Like, if you saw the eyeballs, that
I'm just
was.
I'm just trying to debunk this. That's all.
Her clone.
Is all the sound on? Put the thumbs up, man. We got a sound on.
Yep, we got one thumbs up.
Please,
for sure.
Okay.
So we're going to go with it.
Right.
That is working.
Make sure you're tapping in with us, man. Every Monday and Friday, we live.
What you smoking on? What you smoking in? And who you smoking with?
Yes, we have.
Let me know.
Yeah, let us. Moni's nosy. Yeah. She wants to know everything.
Outdoor.
I do.
Right.
Side door, back door, whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
right.
Even if we're smoking out of an apple, I'm okay with that. It probably tastes very apple-y. And it's apple pie season.
And Elon's is green, right? Right, Lois?
Smoke out of whatever.
You like the hard nugget, or do you like the somewhat?
For what?
When it comes to flower.
I just want to be able to smoke it.
Oh, there you go. That's all I had to say. That's it.
That's what I'm talking about. You got shout outs, Monique? You got anything you want to say before we get up out of here?
I got homework all weekend.
That's what you so gotta say. You got
that's
homework.
That's what I gotta say. That's my life. Happy Friday to everybody else, though, and happy great weekend.
Joey.
To the fam, wife, everybody, you know, you guys, you know, Luis, everybody, you know, your homies from 916.
Make sure you're tapping in every Monday and Friday. We live in this bitch, Smokers Lounge Podcast. On Instagram, it's Smokers Lounge Podcast. If you would like to check us out on any other platform, it's Smokers Lounge Podcast. Mm-hmm. We official Smokers Lounge Podcast on Spotify, Instagram, right?
Sure.
We live right now on But we're everywhere.
You see where, man.
We live on YouTube. We live on fucking Twitch. We live on Spotify. Make sure you're checking us out, man. You have check out Monique Smokers Lounge, right? Joey?
At Joe to you.
At Fat Joe to you. At Fat Joe to you on Instagram. Luis in the background. Give him a round of applause.
Luis in the house.
He's playing cameraman today. Make sure you're checking him out. Luis Smokers Lounge podcast. Make sure you're following us. Man, we live every Monday and Friday at 8 o'clock. We in this bitch. Smokers Lounge podcast. Hey, shout out to our sponsors one more time. Give them a round of applause. Kit Combs. Bruno Rose. The Good Leaf Delivery. American Carbon Cleaners. Space Rocks. And Cali Gars Now. Make sure you're checking them out. Make sure you're checking them out, man, on Instagram and see what they're doing.
Taking some papers, dude.
Right. You taking some papers? Take some, man. They in here. Smokers Lounge, man. We out this bitch.
Bye, guys.
Late. Check it out. Got you.